Proclamation number 1008, dated the July 16th, 1939. Saturn. Worldly scholars will struggle in vain to obtain a clear picture of the inner structure of extraterrestrial works of creation. It is not enough to establish the numerical size ratio of other planets in comparison to Earth, nor is the intention of establishing the Sun's influence on these planets in the measurement of luminosity sufficient. Rather, the research of these planets requires people with enormous knowledge, and such knowledge can only be acquired by spiritual means. No connection exists between Earth and other planets, and no such connection will ever be established even if eternities pass by. On the other hand, however, spiritually, no limitations exist which separate one planet from another. The vast space between two planets does not prevent spiritual beings from communicating with each other and exchanging information about the world they inhabit and its structure. Providing a clear picture of the most related planet to Earth, Saturn, is the task of one of the elevated spiritual beings inhabiting it by giving you humans on Earth a description which offers an undeniable explanation to a person desiring such information. As yet no mortal has succeeded in establishing the dimensions of this planet, for it is not possible to calculate its size because people possess no criterion for the circumference of Saturn. It goes beyond all earthly estimates and is almost an infinite concept for you humans. The basic material of this planet is not the same as that of Earth either, it consists of transparent, brightly sparkling metal with an inconceivable luminosity. The state of all beings within the vicinity of this radiant matter is in harmony with this brilliant light. They are exceedingly sensitive to all spiritual currents and are relatively far advanced spiritual beings which, however, did not reach the state of light through conscious striving but are highly educated through God's will. The task of these beings includes taking care of the spirits on Earth. Like on Earth, they also live a similar physical life, except that the size ratio of the external shells they occupy is humanly incomprehensible, but accordingly their spiritual power is indescribably effective. Nevertheless, the beings also have to fulfill a function, and this is in harmony with their respective embodiment, for these beings also exist in various external shapes on the planet's surface, but their ability to change far surpasses that on Earth, insofar as that they are not animating some external shape as imperfect spiritual beings, but that they can, as it were, change their shell at any time so as to be able to accomplish their set task better and easier in a different shell. Consequently, Saturn shelters living beings. Nevertheless, they possess a certain degree of maturity or they would not be suitable for this planet, since the abundance of light presupposes a specific receptivity to light. These beings are difficult to describe to people on Earth because certain laws need to be taken into account which are unknown to people on Earth. It would indeed be possible to portray them to you, albeit only in a metaphorical way which illustrates the being's activity. And this activity is, in a way, just as necessary for people on Earth, for the beings have the task of constantly animating the entire flora. Nevertheless, the correlation of this cannot be fully understood by you as yet. Amongst each other, the beings lead a similar life as on Earth, in total harmony and spiritual unity, so if their dwellings are accordingly in magnificent creations of their own intelligence shape the surface of the planet into an exceedingly charming abode. Creation consists of countless stars and yet each one differs from the other both in its surface arrangement as well as in the living conditions of its inhabiting beings. In the same way, their basic materials are always of a different kind to common, yet all these creations are governed and directed by one deity according to his will. And thus God provides countless opportunities for a being so that it can receive and likewise distribute bliss for eternity through lively activity in accordance with its perfection. Amen.